Hey, y'all. Welcome to Latte and Laundry. I'm Suzanne Bilodeau, and I am so honored to be with you here as we navigate motherhood, wifehood, sisterhood, and everything in between. This is a podcast for my fellow imperfect people who want to grow in greater communion with our most perfect God. So join me and my friends as we laugh, cry, dive deep, and explore with one another as we journey towards stilling our souls while moving our world. Hey friends, welcome back to another episode here at Latte and Laundry. Happy New Year. I think last week might be the first week in a very long time that I did not put out an episode. So it is just feels so good to get back on here after even just a week away to record with you guys and just like share what's been on my heart and continue to journey alongside all of you lovely people out there. It's funny, my husband recently said to me, "Hun, you gotta stop saying ladies, women, because I listen to your podcast and I ain't no woman." I'm pretty sure majority of my demographic is, so that's why I say it, because that's why I feel like who I'm talking to, I feel like I'm sitting next to like a dear sister, friend, having a cup of tea or coffee or glass of wine and talking about all things Jesus. So I apologize for all the times I've said that, and there has been a gentleman listening on the other end of this microphone. But yes, I am entering this new year with so many things that I walked away with last year in 2023. And it's funny because I think in the real secular sense, people would jump into the new year like fresh start, fresh new beginning. And I think, yes, there's so much of that that is so true, but I think there's something so beautiful about the continuation of a journey that God has you on. And I love to see the story that he has for my life, even through the hard and ugly and the beautiful and joyful. I love to see it unfold in his ways and in his time. Because there's a lot of time, and especially over the Christmas holiday when I'm not schooling with the kids and I have maybe pockets of time of just reflection, more so than I might throughout like the school year, even though we're busy with family and activities, there's just a little bit of a slower pace. The hubs is around and we're able to just kind of do a little bit more of just delighting. And this self-reflection allows me to really spend time with our Lord of seeing how he has moved in my life in this last year. And I invite you guys to do the same thing. And I've been praying. It's funny because I usually, for my word of the year, it's usually one of those things that I feel God moving pretty heavily on over time. Like it can be June, July, August, and I start feeling the sense of the word that I'm supposed to reflect on in the next upcoming year. Sometimes it's later than that, but this year it was much later in the year before I had any sense of where God was taking me for 2024. And maybe that's because my word of the year for 2023, for those of my friends that are longtime listeners, know that my word of the year was hush. And maybe that's because he wanted me to continue to focus my heart on hush, quiet, all the thoughts, all the noise, all the talking, all the lies that the enemy is so good at creeping in and trying to really disrupt my soul and my relationship with Christ by really trying to provoke a greater rock of lies in my soul. And I think God really wanted me to keep focusing and on the word hush. And I also think that just because we move through a word in a year with our Lord doesn't mean that once you finish up that calendar year, great, it's a one and done. In some years, I have felt God take me leaps and bounds through the word he has put on my heart for that year. And some years, it's been really slow. And I feel this like energy and movement from the Holy Spirit to continue to focus on it in upcoming years. Hush will probably be one of those ones for me, to be honest and frank here. But as I was praying through and just like reflecting on a lot of things in this past December, the word that was coming to my heart, especially because it came so much later into the year than it often had in prior years, was just being really present and to the here and now. And the word here just kept coming up in my heart, here, here. He doesn't want me focusing forward, focusing backwards, but just here and now. And as I was praying through the word here, something even further expanding then on the here and now came to my heart, and it became so clear the word that God wanted me to spend time on this year. And so that is what we are going to dive into this year, this week, my friends. It's the word hineni. And I am like so excited to dive into this topic with you guys today. But before we do that, let me open us up with our opening Bible verse, which is Genesis 22:1, which says, "Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, 'Abraham, here I am,' he replied." Okay, you guys, as I was praying through this word here and just really feeling this pull on my heart to be really present to the here and now, here, right here, I was feeling this sense from God that he wanted something greater than just being present. And it was more that he was looking for me to give him a response to the present moment, a calling he puts on my heart with the response, "Here I am," right? And as I was praying through it and looking through scripture, I discovered that there's actually a unique single word in Hebrew for "Here I am." And that word is hineni, spelled H-I-N-E-N-I. And it shows up uniquely 17 times in scripture. However, its sister word, which is spelled very similarly, it's H-I-N-I-H-N-I, hineni, shows up, and I'm probably pronouncing that way wrong, so for all my Hebrew scripture scholars, forgive me for my mispronunciations, that shows up much more. It's more frequently used throughout scripture, and it's closer to 180 times throughout the Bible. And wherever that word is used, it's followed usually by a verb. So in English, it would be something more like, "I am here and intend to perform the following action." So this word is very different than my word of the year, hineni, because this word is saying, "I'm here to do the following thing." It's a more active word than a receptive word. And whereas my word of the year, hineni, is really different. It says, "Here I am," to listen to whatever the caller has to say, even though frequently I do not yet know what the caller wants from me, right? It's a, I surrender. I do not know what he wants, but here I am anyways. And there's that well-known scripture verse, Isaiah 6:8, which is, "And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send and who will go for us?' Then I said, 'Here I am, hineni. Send me.'" This is what Isaiah says, right? Which is awesome. Isaiah shows his quick obedience. He gives this resounding yes to God's call before he even knows what is to come, what is to follow, right? It's such a powerful word. And what makes it such a powerful statement is it's an offer of complete availability and total readiness to serve. And this, my friends, is what God is calling me to. And I think it's an invitation for all of us, even if this is not your word of the year and you're still working and praying through, you guys, because I think this episode comes out, what, January 2nd? So many of you, many of my friends are going to still be praying through what God wants, if you do the word of the year, what God wants your heart to focus on this year. But I think this idea of hineni is just really fascinating and really interesting. And I just am so excited to see where it takes me this year, how it totally strips me of my control and asks me to surrender in new and powerful ways in each and every present moment with just the messes of life, the busyness and the chaos of being a mom and a wife, a mother to 6 young kids, all so much for all my mama listeners out there, so much of what is a beautiful sanctification process in our motherhood is that we are quickly robbed of this false idea that we have control and we realize God is king. And this idea of responding to everything, the baby waking us up in the middle of the night, the toddler having her meltdown, and one of the things that's so difficult to me for me to respond to with patience and kindness, which is the fighting and the sibling quarreling, this is just an invitation that God has put on my heart to respond with a "Here I am," even if that's something I'm repeating and is resounding from the depths of my heart interiorly throughout the day is just a here I am, right? And this, it's beautiful because God, it's a call from God to our hearts, right? He longs for us to respond to him, to draw near to him. The Bible verse, I think I talked about this on here, maybe I haven't, but the Bible verse that my kids and I are currently memorizing, or we have been for the last month, is James 4:8, which says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. He is constantly desiring for us to draw near to him and live in greater fellowship with him. He desires like this intimate relationship with us, right? And we saw, what's interesting is there's so many of the great turning points in, especially in the Old Testament, where the response from the prophet or whomever it was here I am. But one place, one vital place we did not see here I am as a response was in the story of Adam and Eve. This closeness that Adam and Eve enjoyed with God was disrupted right after they ate from the tree that God commanded them not to eat from. And Adam knew this and he ran and he hid, right? And God calls out to him. But the funny thing is, I think I've talked about this on here before. When I was a kid, I used to always think God's calling out to them because he doesn't know where they are. Like, where are you? But that's not what God is doing. You guys, this is the king of the world. He knows precisely where Adam and Eve are, just like he knows precisely where we are at all times, both physically and interiorly. And he calls out to them, where are you? Not because he wants to know where they are in the garden, but to re-engage them after they had disobeyed him and to reconnect. And he was giving Adam this opportunity to confess. He was inviting Adam to a dialogue with him, to re-enter this like interior intimate space. And yet Adam's impulse was instantly to hide and to evade God's question, right? With almost like a non-answer. He says, I heard you, I was scared and I hid. Adam did not respond, hineni, here I am, which is that beautiful word that says, I surrender and I am ready and available to serve in whatever way you see fit. Instead, he kind of denied God in that opportunity. He said, I heard you, but I hid, right? And as we saw in our opening Bible verse, the first time that hineni is really used in scripture was our opening Bible verse when God tests Abraham's faith and he says, Abraham, and Abraham responds instantly. He says, yes, he replied, hineni, here I am. And you guys, this is right before something, a big ask of Abraham was going to go on. Because following this Bible verse where he says, here I am, is when God calls him to sacrifice his only. What at that point, Abraham and Sarah would have considered the miraculous son. He asks him to sacrifice Isaac for him. And Abraham is instantly obedient and follows in God's request of him. Abraham had no idea that this is what God was going to ask him. Just as in our daily lives, we do not know what God is asking from us. In the things that occur at all times, we don't know where God is leading us. What we see as interruptions or disruptions in our day are often callings from God asking us for us to reply with a here I am, to see what it is that God has in store for us. Whether that's going to be walking through a trial that is painful, filled with grief and sorrow, or if he's going to delight us with a joy we could not have expected, right? Like in all moments, God is asking us to respond with that beautiful hineni. And we see this powerful and beautiful obedience and surrender from Abraham to an obedience to the point of death of his only child. And Abraham goes on. Even after this, even after learning that the last time he called upon him and he responded with a here I am, that God asked him to sacrifice his only son. Just a few short verses later, the angel calls upon Abraham again. And how does Abraham answer? He answers once again with the response of hineni, the response of a servant. Here I am. Now, you guys, think about this. The last time he was called upon and he answered with a yes, I am here, ready to serve. I am available, whatever it is that you want. Probably one of the most tragic things he could have thought was going to be asked of him, to kill and sacrifice his only miraculous son, Isaac. He continues to respond at the moment he's about to kill and sacrifice Isaac. He continues to respond with that obedient and surrendered call of Hineni. And the angel stops him because Abraham has proved his faith. And it's awesome because Hineni often shows up in scripture, in the history, Old Testament history, as powerful pivoting moments, right? We see Hineni appear at pivotal moments throughout scripture. Moments often when profound changes are about to take place in the lives of those responding to God, like we saw with Abraham. The same thing happens with Moses in Exodus. Moses is doing his own thing, minding his own business, caring for his flock of his father-in-law. And then out of nowhere, he notices this wild phenomenon of a bush that is completely engulfed in flames, but not burning. And so when the Lord saw Jesus, this is Exodus 3:4, it says, when the Lord saw Moses coming to take a closer look, God called to him from the middle of the bush, "Moses, Moses." And my friends, what did Moses reply? I bet you can guess. "Hineni, here I am." And this response of Hineni again indicates that he is ready to hear and obey, not knowing what is about to be asked of him. God tells Moses how he has seen the afflictions of his people, heard their cries, and that he knows their suffering. He intends to intervene and to use Moses as part of that intervention. And without knowing it on the front end, Moses' response of Hineni became this massive turning point in his life. The same thing with Abraham, right? When God called him to sacrifice his only son, and Abraham proved his faith, this was a massive turning point in Abraham's life. And not only in Abraham's life, you guys, but in all of our lives, because it is at this point when the angel says to Abraham, "Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me." This is awesome. You guys, could you imagine how our own obedience to God and the call he puts on our hearts and in our lives through the movements in the present moment of each day, how powerful those can be to bring about blessings in our own lives, just as Abraham brought it upon all nations through his own Hineni, his own obedience and surrender to God. And it's also awesome because there's one of the places that Hineni shows up in scripture that I just absolutely love is when for Samuel, which just proves that Hineni represents this readiness of like a childlike obedience with a parent, right? Because Samuel replies Hineni when he thinks that it's Eli calling his name. He doesn't know that it's the Lord in the night. And he just demonstrates that "here I am" can also be used within the context of like a family, this like readiness to pay attention or follow whatever instructions are giving you, right? It's this, it's childlike communicating our willingness to submit to a request just as a child does for a parent. Right? And how much does it bless our hearts when you say to your kid, I say this to my kids all the time, if I say, "Hey, Noah," or "Hey, Madeline," or "Hey, Jean David," or "Hey, Bernadette," or "Hey, Colette," whatever it is that I'm, whoever it is I'm calling, how much more it blesses my heart when they say, "Yeah, Mom," or instead of "what." If I hear a "what," I go, read you, try again. And they go, "Okay, yeah, Mom," or "yeah," or "yes, Mom," whatever it is. And this is like, this is just an example of what God desires from our own hearts, not this resentful "what" when he presents us with things throughout the day, right? Because every movement in our lives is a part of God's calling toward us, even if it's not his active will, especially for those places where we really suffer or we really struggle or really terrible things happen to us. It may not be part of his active will, but it is surely his passive will to allow it. And maybe one of the reasons why he allows it is so we can show our surrender and our obedience with a yeah, God, instead of a what, right? The here I am. Hineni. And one of the things that I thought was fascinating too about this time where Samuel is saying Hineni, not even realizing that he's responding to God, is that he was actually asleep when God calls to him. It was one of the most mundane settings, right? This wasn't right before he was being asked to sacrifice his only son, or in the middle of raising his knife and being stopped by an angel. It wasn't in the front of a burning bush that wasn't burning up like it was for Moses. This is in a simple setting, which is so much more probably relatable for us in our day to day. He's asleep and God calls him, and he, with this like beautiful childlike response, pops up, runs to Eli, thinking he was the one who was being called, that was calling his name. Three times is happening. And each time, Samuel's unchanging response, every time that he was called, was Hineni. And I just think that's so awesome. But what's also really cool before I wrap this up is just this idea that God also says Hineni to us, and we cannot forget that. That is one of the most amazing things about our awesome God, is that he does not only call upon us for us to say, here I am. He is constantly himself saying, here I am to us, right? In Isaiah 58:9, it says, then you will call and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help and he will say, here I am. As evidenced in the Psalms and throughout, God is constantly our ever-present help. And he really desires and wants to make himself available to us. When God says Hineni, he is saying that he hears us, he sees us, he knows us, and he loves us, right? He models this beautiful devotion, and he desires and asks the same thing of us. So my friends, I ask you, is your heart prepared this year to respond similarly? Are we ready to offer ourselves with now, even knowing what God is asking for of us? And a lot of times you can feel stirring. I think I talked about this. I touched on this in one of our recent episodes, but you can feel a stirring in the depths of your heart that God is asking something of you. It might not just be the diaper changes and cooking the meals and shuffling the kids around like a taxi driver or attending that work meeting. You can feel in the pit of your stomach God is desiring, whether it's a big change, whether it's spending more time with your kids at home, whether it's going back to work, whether it's moving, whether it's doting more on your spouse, even though there's been so much tension and so much pain and so much turmoil, whatever it is, sometimes we can feel this sense call of God calling on us. And this is just this awesome invitation for all of us, myself included, as I'm going to be diving into this deeply this year. And God knows, clearly knows, this is a place that he's desiring for me to greatly journey with him this year, is for us to respond when we feel that and we sense the Holy Spirit moving in our lives, to respond with a here I am. And there's this awesome quote from Matt Axelrod that shares like just this insight on the Hineni, like Hineni is a prayer. More than a simple indication of being physically present in a location, the word Hineni is more of an existential expression. I'm not only here, but I'm here. Spiritually, I'm all in. I'm prepared to reflect on who I am, what's important to me, and how I can affect change for others. So my friends, let me close us in prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, I just thank you for the blessing and the gift of a new year. I praise you for your goodness. I praise you for your ever presence in our lives, even in all the moments that we don't know or cannot feel that you are there. I praise you and I thank you for the gift of just being this awesome, ever present God who constantly responds to a here I am when our hearts cry out to you. I pray that each and every one of us here can really move our own hearts in a way that allows us to be open and receptive, ready to receive the call that you place on our hearts and respond with an obedient, with a surrendered, and with an all-out loving response of Hineni, here I am. Mama Mary, I just pray that you continue to intercede for all of us here. You, the most perfect mama who knows, for all my mama friends out there, just the grind of being able to respond in the chaos and the mayhem of the messes and the meltdowns. How much we need you, mediatrix of all grace, to intercede for us so that we will have the grace in the midst of what can feel so painful and difficult to move through. Have the grace to respond to your perfect son, our Lord, with a here I am. I ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, my lovely friends, as always, it is such a delight to be here with you. It was so hard for me to not record an episode for last week, and I'm just so glad to be back, and I'm just so looking forward to so much this 2024 and so many surprises I have in store for all y'all. Okay, hope you all have a blessed week. Can't wait to catch up with you next week. God bless. Bye.